This story, as you can see, has four episodes. The flight to Egypt, the massacre of the innocents, the return to Israel, and the location in Nazareth. Flight, massacre, return, Nazareth. I've arranged the episodes in three sentences each, and that makes sense in relation to the structure of the story. As you can see, if you got the episodes before you, three of the episodes end with the fulfillment of the prophecy. So that's a major verbal thread. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet out of Egypt in the first one. In the second one, the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy about Rachel weeping for her children, and in the last, the prophecy, he will be called a Nazarene. Another major verbal thread is that in the first episode, the angel tells Joseph to get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there until. And so Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, went to Egypt, and remained there. So those first two sentences are virtually a repetition of one another. The same is true in the third episode. Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. And then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. So those verbal threads link the parts of the internal parts of the episodes. The other major verbal thread is the link between Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, went to Egypt, and got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. So that those two sentences are also linked by a common verbal thread of first the journey to Egypt and then the one back to Israel. So the story is both, now again, if in terms of learning it, if you focus both on the episode structure and then on those verbal threads, it's an easy story to internalize. The dynamic of the story is related to the extreme contrast between the angel appearing to Joseph in a dream in the first episode and the third episode, which is very quiet, urgent, especially in the first one. Second is more relaxed, and so that can be a difference in tone in relation to the angel's, the feeling tone of the angel's messages to Joseph in those two dreams. But then that is an inclusio around the massacre of the innocents. This is one of the most, in a way, terrifying stories of the gospel. And of this senseless killing of all the children in around Bethlehem. So, in terms of the dynamics of the story, the first and the third are very quiet. The second is then loud and violent. Prior to the grieving of the prophecy of Jeremiah. So there are extreme dynamics in relation to the feeling tone and emotion of each of these episodes. The last episode is much more calm. It's like peace after the violence of the massacre. And is then a, in terms of its dynamics, a secure, safe episode after the violence that is first anticipated and then fulfilled in the massacre and then of the return to the land of Israel. Another note in relation to the tone of this is that each of the statements of fulfillment is a statement by the storyteller directly to the audience, giving them inside information. So that needs to have a different tone than anything else. It's not unlike the tone of the statement to Joseph by the angel, but that is in a dream. And so, whereas the statements of the fulfillment are directly to the audience and are a moment of intimacy between the storyteller and his or her listeners. This is a particularly dynamic story in terms of its emotional quality and the intensity of its feeling and tone. And so it too has the spirit of Christmas, but it is a spirit of safety and security in the midst of extreme violence.